Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mark Hockman.
Boca represent.
At my age, there is no greater feeling than complete evacuation.
Channing Crowder.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hey, beat it.
Alejandro Solana.
By the way, great reference by Cleveland at the Sooch Night.
Fiberglass. This is a sports adjacent talk show.
Who's Jason?
Sports.
Mount Rushmore of nuts.
I had a skin graft from my butt to my foot.
I'm Batman.
You bloat?
Oh, I bloat.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
More sports.
And all the snorkeling.
Meow.
What do you want to do to the Oreo, man?
The most sports.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
I try to tell you, man, y'all don't respect my gangster, man.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Well, last night's Panthers game was not fun to watch if you were rooting for the Panthers. I'm assuming everyone listening and everyone involved in this show was. That was not fun. Didn't feel good. Josh Appel is going to join us today on the show. He is honked off like a goose about the officiating. I think a lot of Panthers fans are. We'll talk about that today. Sergei Bobrovsky, he had an off game and he got pulled. Now they need to do a better job in front of him, no doubt, but he got pulled. Alex Lyon came in. My guess is Bob is back in net on Thursday night, but it remains to be seen. Crowder is off today. I think we told you that yesterday. Crowder is traveling. He is en route to Chicago and then South Bend, Indiana. After that, he will be back with us tomorrow via the StreamYard link. And then Thursday, Crowder and I, he'll be back in town. Crowder and I will be live at FLA Live Arena for Panthers Game 3. They're now down 0-2 in the series, and we'll see if they've got a little bit of magic left in them in what's already been a magical postseason, but they're definitely going to need some magic to dig out of the 0-2 hole in the Stanley Cup Final. There was another piece of news today, which we'll get to at some point. In the world of golf, we do our golf updates. We have fun with golf, but the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour have agreed to merge. It was huge news. I was watching CNBC this morning, and it was breaking news. And then you've seen, I'm sure, on your phone, push notifications from the New York Times and CNN and Fox News and everyone else. It's a very big story. There's a lot of tentacles to it, and we can get into it later if you want. But just know that the whole PGA Tour, LIV Tour battle and who can play in a major and who can't, all that stuff is now gone. And what remains in its wake remains to be seen. Someone's got to work it out, and it's not going to be us. We'll just comment on it.
I do find it interesting, Hawk, that, you know, some of the players from the PGA Tour, not some, all the players were finding out as we were finding out today on social media. And there's a lot of guys who caped up for the PGA and were on record publicly anti-LIV golf. And today, the president of the PGA is making amends with LIV golf. Like, I can understand the frustration or the anger or whatever from those guys.
It's it's a true disaster because Scott Van Pelt tweeted something out today. Scott Van Pelt tweeted, so you preach loyalty to a tour and convince guys not to take 8- and 9-figure deals based in part on that loyalty, in part on the source of the money, which was the Saudis. And then he tweets, then those guys find out on Twitter you took the very same money?
Yep.
Nino Brown, always business,
yeah,
never personal. There's a USA Today editorial. PGA Tour sold out to LIV Golf and the Saudis. Pro golf will never be the same. And the 9/11 families released a statement. There's a group, 9/11 Families United. 9/11 Families United is shocked and deeply offended by the newly announced merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf League that is bankrolled by billions of sports washing money from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Saudi operations played a role in 9/11 terrorist attacks and now is bankrolling all of professional golf. And what they say is, in this release, PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan co-opted the 9/11 community last year in the PGA's unequivocal agreement that the Saudi LIV project was nothing more than sports washing of Saudi Arabia's reputation. But now the PGA and Monahan appear to have become more Saudi shills. And it goes on. So there's a lot of tentacles to this because it wasn't just, hey, choose our tour over theirs, our tour is better. It was done based on this moral high ground, in part on moral high ground. And, you know, I think we all try to live on somewhat of a moral high ground. But the truth of the matter is, as you get older, I'm 53, you're in your 20s. This doesn't shock me anymore. And so I always find it, you know, very convenient when people tell other people they need to take the moral high ground on something, knowing full well that when the opportunity is there for them to cash in, most people will. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of tentacles at play with this thing. But for the PGA Tour, it's a bit of a disaster. And for LIV Golf, it's kind of a victory. Although I will tell you that, you know, the LIV Golf Tour, their whole mantra was our way is the better way and you should leave that tour. And they themselves now are also merging. And this happens all the time. I mean, you know, you really want to get into politics, you talk about, you know, presidential primaries, right? I mean, everybody badmouths every other candidate. But then when there's one candidate left standing, they rally around that person and it's ignore everything that I said. That's why I said, as you get older and you see this more and more, you just become more cynical. You realize how the world works and it's fine. We're all part of it. Everything's interconnected nowadays. So anyway, big news in the world of golf with the merger of the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour. But probably for golf fans in the long run, it's better to have one tour than two, but we shall see. Anywho, today on the show, like I said, Josh Appel is going to join us. I want to talk some Panthers because I know Panthers fans are a bit disheartened after the performance last night. They were handing out 10-minute misconducts like they were Tootsie Rolls on Halloween. And we got a Heat game tomorrow. We get a night off tonight. Feels pretty good to have a night off tonight from sports. Recalibrate a little bit if you're a Panthers fan. You look forward to the Heat game if you're a Heat fan. And then later on in today's show, Zach Gelb from CBS Sports Radio, he is going to join us. I'll talk some Heat with him. And we've got a lot to get to, including sound from Paul Maurice last night after the game. He's always entertaining. We have sound of Gary Payton talking about our Miami Heat and their guts, Solana.
Hey, Gare.
Nice to hear Gary Payton with the guts.
Yes, sir.
Anywho, we'll get headlines here to start the show, and then Josh Appel will join us, talk some Panthers. So here are your headlines with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. You forgot today, mandatory minicamp in Miami Gardens
yes,
as well.
Yes, I texted you a picture of Mike Gesicki wearing a Patriots jersey. They have minicamp as well. Talking about how Mac Jones has it all on lockdown there.
Yeah.
Gesicki, get out of here. What are our guys saying? They love Tua?
Tua's in the orange jersey today, which means in the Dolphins' last practice of OTAs, he was the performer of that last practice of OTAs. He opened up minicamp with the orange jersey.
All right.
But
we should do that on our show.
Whoever has the best show
the day before, next day, wears the orange jersey.
It would be Jimmy wearing an orange jersey every game.
100% Jimmy. 100% Jimmy. We'd all be fighting for it.
I'll be down with that.
All right. What are you wearing today? There's no Heat. There's no Panthers. What shirt are you wearing?
Marlins.
Let me tell you something. These Marlins. I'll tell you exactly what's going on with these Marlins, who are, if you're not paying attention, having an unbelievable season. Normally, right now, June 6th, we didn't expect that there'd be Heat. We didn't expect that there'd be Panthers. What we expected June 6th was to be complaining about the Marlins. They have no hitting. And, you know, Sandy's had an up and down season. But they do have hitting. This Luis Arraez is everything as advertised. This Marlins club is playing some good baseball right now.
That's our guy.
Game tonight, Jimmy?
Luis Arraez.
There is a game tonight against the Royals.
You going?
No.
Oh, you're not going.
What happened there? What happened? But, like, so dismissive. No. No.
No. No.
No, no. I'll watch it at home. That's the best
thing
in the house.
I'm just checking. All right. How many Marlins games have you been to this season?
Only one. I went to opening day.
Look at you. Bandwagon.
Actually, the opposite. They lost opening day. Where have you
goes to opening day. You know, real fans go to see Kansas City Royals on a Tuesday.
Well, not me. I won't see Kansas City Royals.
All right.
I'll watch, like, the Braves or the Division, but not the Royals.
Who's on that Royals team?
No idea.
Hal McRae? Hal McRae still play for the Royals?
The Royals won a World Series, I want to say, in the last decade, I believe. I wouldn't be able to tell you a single player that played on the World Championship Royals team.
They won the World Series when I was born, the year I was born.
Could you name any Royals players in history? Not you.
Not me.
I don't think I can.
A single Kansas City Royal.
I do not believe, and I've been to Kansas City like 10 times.
This is an amazing sports quiz. Could you name in history a single Kansas City Royal?
I do not believe. I could guess. I could guess a Major League Baseball player, AJ Burnett.
I mean, maybe he had a little stint with that, but no. Can you think of anybody, Jimmy, like a big name Royal? George Brett?
Granke?
Ooh, Cranky?
I think Zach Greinke did play for the Royals.
Oh, Greinke. I thought you said Cranky.
I know.
McJohnson?
I think he did play for the Royals.
George Brett and Dan Quisenberry play for the Royals.
Never heard of them.
Me either.
Text in your Kansas City Royals as we break down the Heat, Panthers, and Live Golf, PGA Golf.
The Mount Rushmore of Kansas City Royals.
Merger. Text in any Kansas City Royal. 305-567-0560. Kendall Toyota text line. Go ahead, Solana. What do we have for headlines?
They won the championship. They won the World Series in 2015. And there are actually some pretty popular. Jabba Chamberlain, Johnny Cueto. Let's see.
George Brett, I think, is probably the most famous Kansas City Royal.
Edison Volquez?
You don't remember the pine tar? You don't remember the pine tar?
Yeah.
Volquez.
I do remember the pine tar. The pine tar incident.
I remember that, too.
All right. I didn't think we'd be doing Kansas City Royal talk this early into the show.
The beauty of this show. Victor Bermudez texts in. Bo Jackson, of course.
Bo Jackson. How could I forget? So
what else did he play for?
Bo Jackson, the Chicago Cubs,
Chicago White Sox. That was an amazing guess by you.
Damn, that's so a 50-50 guess.
Well, it really wasn't. I mean, it was all the MLB teams. No, I didn't say
the Chicago teams. See, it's a 50-50 guess.
Go to hell, Jimmy.
No, I got that part, Jimmy.
That was close. So there actually are a ton of headlines. Mandatory minicamp. Just a quick note. Other than Tua in the orange jersey, Connor Williams, starting center all of last year, who we all loved, was not at minicamp today. Coach McDaniel said it was not an excused absence, but added, "We've been in communication," end quote. He's on the final season of his current contract with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I want some confirmed future seasons moving ahead. Understood. I think he's owed, I saw on Twitter today, something like $7.8 million this season.
Yeah, yeah. He's set to make around $8 million this year. But remember, he was a guard. Dolphins moved him to center. Final year of his deal. Dude wants more money. The Miami Heat. They will play Game 3 tomorrow. It's the NBA Finals back in Miami. There's a whole media contingent out at the Kaseya Center today for practice. We have sound from Coach Spo on Tyler Hero. Has not been cleared
yet. Everyone who's anyone is in South Florida for the Heat game. Anyone in sports media. So you got these big national, you know, decision makers. They're in town, and they're probably going, you know what? Let's listen to the local sports radio show and see what's going on, see if we can find our next great national talent. And they tune in, and what do they get? I think Dan Quisenberry played for the Royals. Do you know a Royal?
Edinson Volquez.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we are still on AM radio in South Florida.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother, because if it sounded like I was disappointed, I'm not. All you national programmers, you can suck it.
Here's Coach Spo when asked earlier today on Tyler Hero's status. Remember, there was a report that he was supposed to be cleared for Game 3, and here's the question and answer on Tyler Hero.
And if we know anything about Spo over the years, he's not going to give you anything until he has to give you something. And so you kind of read through the lines there. He's probably right on the cusp of being cleared.
There was that sideline reporter for ESPN who talked to him, I believe, right before Game 2. And Tyler told him that his hand is still swollen after, like, his practice
after
drills.
Shoot, yeah.
So, I mean, that's not very encouraging. It's only been 2 days since then.
I read something yesterday, too, that said the notion that he was going to return during the finals was a far-flung long shot from the get-go.
I think it's easy to say 4 to 6 weeks he'll be back for the finals when you lost the first – or you win the first game. Nobody expects you to come back and beat Milwaukee. So that's the update there. There is a Marlins game. Jimmy's right. Tonight, 6:40 p.m. versus the Royals. Marlins. 8-2 in their last 10 games. They're 3 games above 500 right now. And a reminder, tonight 6:40. Tomorrow, the game moved up to 6:10 p.m. because NBA Finals, Game 3 at the Kaseya Center, 8:30 p.m. tip-off. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals, 8 p.m. on Thursday in Sunrise.
Al McRae, Brett Saberhagen, Amos Otis, Buddy Biancalana, Freddie Patek, Willie Mays Akins, Paul Splittorff. These are all names from my past.
Mike Moustakas, Kendrys Morales, Ben Zobrist. Ooh, I love a good Ben Zobrist reference.
I bet you do.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations at 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, it's raining, man. The weather in Miami today, I don't know about up there in your area, Hawk, but
pouring right now in Boca, pouring. I would have been in studio today, by the way. Appel was going to join us in studio. Chris Whittingham was going to join us in studio. There's no air conditioning in the air studio. Has that been fixed, or is it still...
I was told by the midday show, I think Tobin, Jay Fig, they told me that towards the end of their show it was fixed. So that issue has been resolved.
All right. Back in studio tomorrow then. I'm not coming in if there's no AC.
Let's go.
Well, anything else?
Been pouring all day. Drive safely, South Florida. That's your weather.
All right, Josh Bell is going to join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, today is a Ticket Wizard Tuesday on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Speaking of tickets, by the way, all week, we are giving away Duran Duran tickets. They are coming to FLA Live Arena June 18th. And it's a Live Nation show. You can get info at WQAM.com, but we've got tickets all week. And today is a Ticket Wizard Tuesday. Traffic tickets happen to everyone. Don't let it ruin your day. Go to TicketWizard.com. Stop worrying about it. 5 minutes could save you more than $500 on your next ticket. Josh Appel is joining us here today on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. As we talk a little Panthers here, by the way, finals frenzy, the place to get geared up is Caneswear in Davie. Panthers are going to be home on Thursday night. You want to get into the spirit? Go to Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive, or you can shop online at caneswear.com. Josh Appel is the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. Now, he's also a play-by-play broadcaster nationally on NFL games for Sports USA. And I had mentioned it to Solana. To be quite honest, this time of year, we'd probably thought we'd be complaining about the Marlins, but instead, we've got Panthers and Heat to talk about, and we wouldn't be complaining about the Marlins because they're having a great season. And Luis Arraez is everything that he was promised to be. You got to be feeling a little good there at the Lone Depot Park, Appel.
Yeah, it just kind of irks me when Solana tries to misrepresent how well the Marlins are playing by saying they're 3 games over 500, trying to really downplay it for the masses. It's really bothersome.
Five games over 500.
It's like their third. Yeah, it's their third best start in franchise history. I mean,
Hopefully they can maintain this and we can actually talk about them come the end of June and July and August. They are putting together a decent season.
They're just a scrappy little team. And this is without Jazz Chisholm Jr. for the majority of this. And Sandy Alcantara has had just a very odd season so far, and he hasn't been at his best. So there are still
You know what's funny? After what we saw last season, Sandy Alcantara in his last start gets bailed out by bats.
Yeah.
And after a poor performance, how many performances last season did he not get a single run?
Right. He was near the bottom of the league in run support last year. But what was crazy about Sandy's last start is he faced the minimum in the other six innings that he pitched. It was the one inning, and it was a wild inning. And that's kind of been his issue in this last string of starts, where he looks like Sandy of old and has just one, maybe two bad blow-up innings that kind of overshadow everything else. But, you know, he shaved his beard, so obviously that should help going forward in his next start. Sandy will be fine. I mean, you got to trust him to get better. And hopefully when Jazz comes back, he starts to play well. But the guys who they've brought in to replace him have played well. Bottom third of the order starting to hit. I mean, this is a fun team. It's a fun team. I'll tell you what. Fun team.
Appel has been our go-to Panthers guy. He'll join us at FLA Live Arena on Thursday. They got smoked last night. So what happened? I know you're unhappy with the officiating. A lot of Panthers fans are. But what happened last night?
So let's start there because you mentioned it. The Panthers last night did not lose because of the officiating. You don't lose a game 7-2 because the officiating was poor. That also does not mean that the officiating was good. The amount of Goldie touched on it on the Bally Sports postgame show last night. Like, it's the Stanley Cup final. Like, what are we doing with all these misconducts? I'm still wondering why Matthew Tkachuk got one in the second period. The one late, probably to me, isn't something that should warrant a game misconduct, but if you're trying to keep it under control with less than 10 minutes to go in a 5-goal game, okay, I could see maybe the rationale for that. But after the hit on Jack Eichel in the second period, and then he gets jumped from behind after that, and he gets 2 minutes and a 10, like, I'm sorry, I don't understand that. There was no penalty call on Radko Gudas on the hit that knocked him out of the game. Hopefully he's able to play in this series, but the contact with the head and then the contact with his head on the ice did not look very good. Aiden Hill, for the second straight game, gets away with a slash on one of the Panther players. Yeah, some real funny business. It was a weird game from that standpoint, but the Panthers just flat out have to be better. Like, and this is not like in the second round against Tampa last year, where Sergei Bobrovsky played very well in that sweep. The Panthers just couldn't solve anything else on the other end. Like, last night, from top to bottom, was not a good performance. And you can say, you know, they got to play better in front of Bobrovsky, and they do. They absolutely do. I mean, they were, even in front of Lyon, there were some massive breakdowns defensively. But as great as Bob was, that does earn him benefit of the doubt, obviously. But if this team is going to come back, or if this team is going to win this series, flat out, he just has to play better than he has in these first two games. Everybody's talking about, he's getting screened. He's not the only goalie that's had to fight through screens to make a stop. Like, yeah, it makes it more difficult, but they're getting the saves on the other end. Like, Aiden Hill has been phenomenal for Vegas. And obviously, you know, you score 12 goals in two games, you can't just say, it's the goaltender. But I mean, how many momentum stifling saves has Aiden Hill made in the two games so far? The game started yesterday with Carter Verhaeghe getting stopped on a breakaway. Obviously, the save against Nick Cousins in game one. I felt a lot better after game one because I said, you know, it was 2-2 going into the third, couple of bounces in the third period. Obviously, Aiden Hill was great. Didn't have a problem with the Panthers game for the most part in game one. Figured they got that out of their system. Game two, they'd come back ready to play. Because guess what? They haven't lost back-to-back games in this playoff run since the first round series against Boston. Last night was really disappointing in that regard. They just looked outclassed. And, you know, missing Etu Luostarinen is a big piece to not have in the lineup. But that shouldn't cause this avalanche of a drop in play for the entire lineup. I'll be interested to see what Paul Maurice and this coaching staff does in game three if Radko Gudas can't play. I'm not certain that Casey Fitzgerald being in the lineup over a guy like Lucas Carlson, who had experience with the Panthers last year in the regular season and the playoffs, and if you remember, is the player who hit me in the neck with a puck.
I do
last
remember.
November. He had a phenomenal season in the AHL for the Charlotte Checkers in their playoff run too. I would like to see Lucas Carlson in the lineup over Casey Fitzgerald if it gets to that, if Radko Gudas can't play. But starts with Bob, got to be better there. And they've just got to find a way to be more disciplined. Like, these first two games, you can complain about the officiating all you want, but, like, they're calling what they're calling. And while the physicality and the extra scrums, while that is part of this team's identity, like, they're losing board battles and things like that. They haven't been as good on the forecheck. They haven't been able to get to the middle of the ice in the Vegas zone. All things that they've been able to do up until this point has been taken away, and now it just looks like a team that can't hold their composure and flies off the handle when things aren't going their way.
You say Bob has to be better. Paul Maurice was asked if, you know, after he took out Bob, if he'll consider going to Alex Lyon in game three. My guess is that's not even something he will consider. You can't take Bob out at this stage of the season, right?
No. Like, Bob is your guy. Like, he's 80% of the reason they're in this spot in the first place with the run he had since coming in late in that Boston series. There's no debate. Like, Bob is the starter. I'd imagine that, okay, if they go down 3-0, even then he's still your guy. Because what are you going to do with your season on the line? You're not going to start Alex Lyon. You're going to start the guy who's got you there. So I can't imagine Alex Lyon starting a game in this series. You just got to hope that Bob gets back to form. Like, people talk – I can't remember if I said this on with you guys, but, you know, people were worried about how – the 9-day layoff would affect the skaters. Like, I wasn't worried about that. I was worried about how it would affect a guy like Bob, who has been so streaky in his Panther career and had been playing the best hockey of his career up until that 9-day layoff. And to me, he kind of looks like a guy who had 9 days off. And
yeah, lost a little bit of that Kavorka that he had working there for a little bit.
I mean, I can use context clues for Kavorka.
You don't know the Kavorka?
I don't know the Kavorka.
You're not familiar with the Kavorka?
Solana, are you familiar with the Kavorka?
No, I'm not.
He's not a Seinfeld guy.
I'm not familiar with the Kavorka.
I'm more of a Curb guy than a Seinfeld guy.
Fair enough.
Same.
You sent me something to Pell about the ratings for the Stanley Cup final, and what was it? It was the highest in what, 10 years, 11 years, something like that?
Let me look at the text.
I'm curious if you think it is – the matchup.
So it was. I have the stat here. Sorry to interrupt. Warner Brothers Sports delivers cable's most watched Stanley Cup final opener in 21 years. Game one of Panthers Golden Knights averaged 2.8 million viewers across TNT, TBS, and True TV, up 11% versus the past 5-year average for the Stanley Cup final viewership from 2017 to 2021. Viewership peaked at 3.3 million total viewers from 10:45 to 11. It was the second most watched Stanley Cup final game one ever on cable. Beat Hurricanes Red Wings 2002. Now, I know it was on ABC and ESPN last
correct.
Year, so that might change. This is like just cable.
Correct. I wonder if there's something to be said for an interest level in two cities that people told us people weren't interested in because they're non-traditional hockey markets, or if it's the great job TNT does because their broadcast is phenomenal.
It's probably a little of this and a little of that. I think that the talk of, oh, nobody's like, of course people are going to watch it. It's the final of a major sport in this country that has been gaining a lot of popularity and has some pretty major star power in the Stanley Cup final, especially when it comes to Americans and Jack Eichel and Matthew Tkachuk. People love a Cinderella story. People love a redemption story. You know, Vegas is a really cool market and they do a great job with everything there. And as you alluded to, the TNT panel, much like they are with the NBA, like, they are phenomenal with the NHL. Gretzky, like, when Gretzky first started out on TNT, like, it just seemed like he was, you know, just there as like, it's Wayne Gretzky. And he never said anything interesting. But for whatever reason, this season, this playoff run, his personality has really shined. He has some really good little one-liners. Was chirping the Maple Leafs after the Panthers beat them because Paul Bissonnette is a big Maple Leafs guy. Henrik Lundqvist has been phenomenal.
He's and, like, really interesting.
And he's handsome.
Very handsome, man. Would love that head of hair.
Yeah, I mean, well, you and me both. Look, it's a great production that TNT does, And game one was really interesting. It was 2-2 going into the third. So obviously people were going to, you know, tune in for that. And I think I saw that Heat Nuggets was also very well rated numbers wise. Another series that everybody said nobody was going to watch. And it's like, can we stop with that? Like in general with these games, like maybe viewership falls off a little bit, but like,
well,
what are we doing?
I was saying to Solana, you know, when it comes to like Heat Nuggets, look, it's the NBA finals. People are going to watch. First of all, there's like, you're going to sit down, you're going to watch because it's the last of the basketball games you're going to see for a while. But you would acknowledge if it was Lakers Celtics, which there was a chance that it would have been, it probably would have been through the roof.
Yeah, but I also don't think people are like not tuning in because it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just maybe those markets would, and just general fan bases would have, you know, maybe more interest in it. And the LeBron factor. Like LeBron.
Well, there's a LeBron factor too. You put LeBron in any NBA finals, I would imagine viewership is going to be up. But that doesn't, again, it doesn't, it's not necessarily meaning that, as we've seen today, because the NBA finals ratings were so good, it doesn't matter that, I don't know, the Heat don't have a superstar, right? That's been, although Jimmy Butler's had a great postseason. And I'm not sure how many people love watching Nikola Jokic play. He's not,
it's as impressive as it is, it's almost not impressive watching him.
Right. It's so impressive that it becomes not like, it's like you can't, it's hard to rationalize what you're watching when he's doing everything. When he's making Magic Johnson passes, it really is hard to come to grips with it.
He had the one pass, the one touch pass with one hand down. Oh. I think it was Jamal Murray in game two. And I'm like,
that was unbelievable. That was a Magic Johnson pass. It was unbelievable.
And totally unimpressive.
Right. Because he does it looking like he should be wearing like, flip flops.
Like if I was 7 foot, whatever he is. That's. Oh,
you think who do you think wins that series, Heat or Nuggets?
Oh, I'm going to come on here and say the Nuggets are going to win the series? No, of course I think the Heat are going
to win. Listen, be honest to yourself. You're a broadcaster. You're a national broadcaster with some modicum of respect.
I think ultimately the Nuggets, like, I don't know how you play defense against them over the course of a 7-game series. And I don't know if the Heat can shoot as well as they did in game two to win 4 games out of 7 against this team. Not to say it can't happen. I just, we'll see.
Ooh, wrong take there, Josh. Right, you're turning into Mario Chalmers all of a sudden. I mean, the first Rio jumped ship, now Appel jumped ship.
Why did Rio jump ship?
He kind of did. He said he thinks the series, people are very upset with Mario Chalmers right now on social media. He said that he can see the series going 7, and just because of that, he gives the upper hand to Denver. They're the home team, but we all saw what the Heat did in Game 7 in Boston, and he called himself Heat Nation. He says, I almost never pick against the Heat, but he gave the upper hand to Denver simply because they'll have home court in Game 7.
Kind of seems like that's what I said.
Yeah, but you're not Mario Chalmers. You're not a 2-time NBA champion with the Miami Heat.
But, I mean, that's not like a damning take where you go, how many times have we heard on the broadcast, you know, the Nuggets are just better. They're just flat out better. And if they don't win, it means the worst team won, which is a mind-boggling take. That's not that. Like, that's like, hey, I think it's going to be a long series, good series, and I'll give the nod to the home team in Game 7.
But the headline was Mario Chalmers thinks the Nuggets are going to win the NBA Finals, which is what everybody reads. Nobody's actually clicking the article and reading what he actually said, so people were upset with Mario Chalmers. Appel, if Luis Arraez hits over 400 for the season, which I know it seems like that is impossible, but he's at 399 right now, will you join me in the fight to bring back the home run sculpture?
It's not gone.
Yeah, but put it back in the stadium. let's bring it back into Marlins, into Lone Depot Park.
No.
Well, another wrong answer by Josh Appel. We love
wrong
that home
answer.
Run sculpture.
We still hit the button when we hit a home run. It still goes
that
off.
That thing still goes off when there's a home run?
Yes. Every day at 3:05, and we hit the button when someone hits a home run.
I didn't realize that thing still. So if you don't have tickets, say, and you're watching from outside, is that why is it going off?
Brian, because the Marlins hit a home run.
Huh. What about like a home run sculpture cam?
That's what I was just thinking. One scoreboard dedicated solely to watching the home run sculpture outside the ballpark.
that's certainly a lot more plausible than putting it back in the stadium. I don't think people realize the Marlins legitimately have Tony Gwynn in their lineup every night.
Like, no. It's really like they're getting overshadowed, obviously, as they should be, by the way, by the Panthers and the Heat because they're playing in the finals. But what Luis Arraez is doing is nothing short. And again, it's June. If he's still hitting at these numbers in August, then you've got a national story. But what he's doing is pretty remarkable.
There's been like three or four guys ever who have been like around this at this point in the season or somewhere. Not a lot of guys are doing this.
He's top 10 for 61 games. I have the numbers here. Since 1941, for 61 games, highest batting average for any player, and he's up there. You mentioned Tony Gwynn was at 405. He's at 399 right now. Ted Williams, Tony Gwynn, Stan Musial, Rod Carew, Chipper
Dan
Jones.
Musial.
Stan Musial.
You know, Stan Musial is one of the greatest baseball players in the history of the game.
Right, that's why I mentioned him, Stan Musial.
And I mean, that would be like saying Hank Aaron. Stan Musial.
Stan Musial.
Len has to come in there. Len is just a puddle of tears right now. Stan Musial. He is honestly one of the greatest baseball players to ever play the game, and it's not Stan Musial. And we're going to have to end on that note. Josh Chappell, Marlins public address announcer. That was truly delightful. And sounds like something you would take if you were stuffed up. Hey, did you take any Stan Musial?
Can I derail the show for 1 second before I leave?
I mean, one literally 1 second.
Yeah, quick congratulations. I know Canes baseball lost, but there's another team you can root for in college baseball and Super Regionals onto the College World Series. Mark Kingston, South Carolina, big Dolphins fan, listens to the show as well. Used to coach at UM, so congratulations to the Gamecocks. Sorry for derailing the show.
I'll give you that. Josh Chappell, you'll hear him. Are you going to the Marlins game tonight? You'll hear him. You'll hear him. Give us a little Luis Arraez coming to the plate. Give us Stan Musial coming to the plate.
Leading off for the Marlins, Stan Musial.
Musial. Really amazing. Someone send this to Peter Gammons, please. Someone please send this to Bob Costas. All right. Thank you, Appel.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. Josh Appel. That was delightful.
Why didn't I just stop at Ted Williams?
I know.
Damn it.
You're killing yourself on that one. Musial.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And he tucks it underneath that crossbar. Where Mrs. Moeller keeps the peanut butter.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.